We're speaking with Maddie Odom, who's a senior at Kalamazoo College, who has, for the past 2 weeks, been volunteering at a testing center for COVID-19 testing in Detroit. Maddie, thanks very much for taking time to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, according to what I've heard, you work up to 9 hours a day for 6 days a week. That's an awful lot of work. What has it been like at the testing center?
It's been actually pretty busy, which is nice to kind of stay active and help out kind of throughout the day.
And what kind of things do you do there?
I'll be doing anything from actually doing the tests to helping print out prescriptions and check to make sure people are getting the correct test.
You have your license as an EMT. That's kind of unusual, I think, for a college student. What led you to get that?
Kind of all through my life growing up, I've wanted to pursue something in the medical field. So whenever a new opportunity came up to get a new certification, I kind of took it upon myself to do that. So when I turned 18, I went ahead and got my EMT license.
And has that helped you with this experience in Detroit?
Yes, I think it definitely has, especially with interacting with patients and being comfortable in that kind of situation.
How many people come through the testing center every day?
It's pretty dependent on the day. This past weekend with the holiday and everything, it was a bit slower, but we were averaging around 800 a day last week.
There's been a lot said about a lack of PPE or personal protective equipment for people like yourself who are testing people for this disease. Has that been an issue?
Not at our test site, no. They're very conscientious of what we need, and they're very good about making sure we have the right equipment.
Detroit, which is where your testing center is at the former Michigan State Fairgrounds, is right at the epicenter of this pandemic in Michigan. What kinds of people are you seeing coming to the center?
We're seeing people from all over, actually, from like the three counties in the surrounding area. So we see a really diverse group of people, lots of different ages, lots of different backgrounds. So it's pretty diverse, I would say.
Now, you today, at least, sound fairly upbeat. Is this taking an emotional, physical toll on you and your fellow workers there?
It can be exhausting some days, but we kind of try and keep each other's energy up and know that we're there for like the right reasons. So that makes it a little bit easier.
When this is all over, whenever that is, what do you think you're going to take away from this experience?
Probably just like the importance of testing when it comes to things like this and actually knowing the extent of what is going on in order to make like policy decisions and stuff like that. Because it's hard to kind of know how the situation is going without the numbers. So kind of the importance of testing.
Now, you mentioned you've always been interested in a career in healthcare. What are your career plans?
I'm planning on applying to PA school.
That's a physician assistant?
Yes.
Okay. We've been speaking with Maddie Odom, a senior at Kalamazoo College, who is now working as a volunteer at a COVID-19 test center in Detroit. Maddie, thank you again for taking time to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you.